The Charles Dickens novel, A Tale of Two Cities, opens with the often quoted lines, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times." Today's first scripture reading is taken from the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah grew up in the best of times and died in the worst of times. He came to adulthood in a time of peace and religious fervour, but then, under the misrule of a weak king and the guidance of corrupt religious authorities, chaos ensued. This quiet, peace-loving and deeply religious man, against all his natural inclinations, was sent by God to warn the king that his ill-advised political policies would lead to disaster, and to rebuke the religious authorities preferred to listen to their own prejudices rather than to the word of God. However, Jeremiah's message was violently rejected. But as he had prophesied, the worst of times did come. The king and his advisers, by their ineptitude, brought war upon the land. The temple, the center of religion, was destroyed, Jerusalem devastated, and the nation taken into slavery. Jeremiah himself was taken into exile, and according to legend, he was murdered. We are reminded of how cheap life was in those faraway days, and we need only to think of the Middle East, Sudan, and Ukraine to be reminded of how cheap it continues to be in our own day. Some scripture scholars claim that no other person mentioned in the Bible so resembled Jesus as did Jeremiah. Both taught in parables, both prophesied the destruction of Jerusalem, both were rejected by their own people, both continued to trust in God, even in the worst of times. Indeed, the resemblance was so striking that people wondered if Jesus might be Jeremiah come back from the dead. Today's Gospel passage is taken from St. Matthew's Gospel. It records that Jesus warned his disciples that they too would face opposition and even persecution. But like Jeremiah, they were not to grow discouraged. He stated starkly that they would be dragged before governors and kings, betrayed, hated, persecuted. As Matthew recorded these words of Jesus, he knew that they were being already fulfilled. Peter and Paul, and many of the Christian leaders, had already been executed, and many ordinary Christian men and women in Nero's Rome had been cruelly martyred. But in the face of this, Matthew chose to quote Jesus' advice to his followers. Do not be afraid. Jesus' message to his disciples was plain. Darkness will seek to overcome light, evil to conquer goodness, hatred to destroy love. But God will be their strength, and his help will never fail. Jesus was uncompromising in his words. His disciples must have the courage of their convictions. Those who declare themselves for me in the presence of others, I will declare myself for them in the presence of my Father in heaven. The teaching of the gospel, which we have just heard, is relevant for us today. While we do not live in a society where our very lives are threatened for professing the faith in Jesus Christ, this is not so in other lands. It is a fact that there are today more Christian martyrs than at any other time in history. And they come from all denominations, Catholic, Orthodox, and Protestant. Those persecuted Christians, united in ecumenism of blood, who die for the Lord, must surely give us the courage to live for the Lord. We are called by the Lord to witness to the gospel, and we do so by the fidelity of our Christian living. For example, as people committed to the truth, we courageously avoid malicious gossip. And that includes avoiding those social media sites that shred the character of others. We are to be honest in our business dealings and in professional life, even should it cost us friends. As followers of Christ, we do not harbour racial thoughts, but in practical and neighbourly ways, we will, as the Bible says, welcome the stranger. We will not allow the sins of others in the church cause us to lose confidence in our Christian faith, nor will we conceal that faith for fear that others may ridicule us. Witnessing is the root meaning of martyr. May each of us be true witnesses. Let us renew our trust in God's care for each of us. In testing situations, may we always hear the voice of Jesus. Do not be afraid. Those who declare themselves for me in the presence of others, I will declare myself for them in the presence of my Father in heaven. Do not be afraid. Amen.